Then turn each accusation into a list of no more than 5 labels and spend a little time role-playing it. There are fill-in-the-blank labels that can be used in nearly every situation to extract information from your counterpart or diffuse an accusation. It seems like blank is valuable to you. It seems like you don't like blank. It seems like you value blank. It seems like blank makes it easier. It seems like you're reluctant to blank. As an example, if you're trying to renegotiate an apartment lease to allow subletters, and you know the landlord is opposed to them, your prepared labels would be on the lines of, "It seems as though you're not a fan of subletters," or, "It seems like you want stability with your tenants." Section 4, Calibrated Questions. Prepare 3 to 5 calibrated questions to reveal value to you and your counterpart, and identify and overcome potential deal killers. Effective negotiators look past their counterpart's stated positions, what the party demands, and delve into their underlying motivations, what is making them want what they want. Motivations are what they are worried about and what they hope for, even lust for. Figuring out what the other party is worried about sounds simple, but our basic human expectations about negotiation often get in the way. Most of us tend to assume that the needs of the other side conflict with our own. We tend to limit our field of vision to our issues and problems and forget that the other side has its own unique issues based on its own unique worldview. Great negotiators get past these blinders by being relentlessly curious about what is really motivating the other side. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has a great quote that sums up this concept. "You must accept the reality of other people. You think that reality is up for negotiation, that we think it's whatever you say it is. You must accept that we are as real as you are. You must accept that you are not God." There will be a small group of what and how questions that you will find yourself using in nearly every situation. Here are a few of them. What are we trying to accomplish? How is that worthwhile? What's the core issue here? How does that affect things? What's the biggest challenge you face? How does this fit into what the objective is? Questions to identify behind-the-table deal killers. When implementation happens by committee, the support of that committee is key. You'll want to tailor your calibrated questions to identify and unearth the motivations of those behind the table, including, how does this affect the rest of your team? How on board are the people not on this call? What do your colleagues see as the main challenges in this area? Questions to identify and diffuse deal-killing issues. Internal negotiating influence often sits with the people who are most comfortable with the things as they are. Change may make them look as if they haven't been doing their job. Your dilemma in such a negotiation is how to make them look good in the face of that change. You'll be tempted to concentrate on money, but put that aside for now. A surprisingly high percentage of negotiations hinge on something outside dollars and cents. Often they have more to do with self-esteem, status, autonomy, and other non-financial needs. Think about their perceived losses. Never forget that a loss stings at least twice as much as an equivalent gain. For example, the guy across the table may be hesitating to install the new accounting system he needs, and you are selling, because he doesn't want to screw anything up before his annual review in 4 months' time. Instead of lowering your price, you can offer to help impress his boss, and do it safely, by promising to finish the installation in 90 days guaranteed. Questions to use to unearth the deal-killing issues. What are we up against here? What is the biggest challenge you face? How does making a deal with us affect things? What happens if you do nothing? What does doing nothing cost you? How does making this deal resonate with what your company prides itself on? It's often very effective to ask these in groups of 2 or 3, as they are similar enough that they help your counterpart think about the same thing from different angles. Every situation is unique, of course, but choosing the right mix of these questions will lead your counterpart to reveal information about what they want and need, and simultaneously push them to see things from your point of view. Be ready to execute follow-up labels to their answers to your calibrated questions. Having labels prepared will allow you to quickly turn your counterpart's responses back to them, which will keep them feeding your new and expanding information. Again, these are fill-in-the-blank labels that you can use quickly without tons of thought. It seems like blank is important. It seems you feel like my company is in a unique position to blank. It seems like you are worried that blank. Section 5. Non-cash offers. Prepare a list of non-cash items possessed by your counterpart that would be valuable. Ask yourself, what could they give that would almost get us to do it for free? Think of the anecdote I told you a few chapters ago about my work for the Lawyers Association. My counterpart's interest was to pay me as little cash as possible in order to look good in front of his board. We came upon the idea that they pay in part by publishing a cover story about me in their magazine. That was low cost for them, and it advanced my interests considerably. For more information on my company, the Black Swan Group, any additional information or guidance we can give you on negotiation, or for contacting me about speaking to your company, please visit our website at www.blackswanltd.com. This is Michael Kremer. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, by Chris Voss with Tal Raz. This program was produced by John Marshall Media. Executive producer, Suzanne Mitchell. Text copyright 2016 by Christopher Voss. Production copyright 2016 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.